Blog Talk Radio.
About the science of the rage. I know some of you may have heard about this, the science of the rage. You know, you hear about the purple ray, the emerald green ray, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to break it all down for you. This is probably the most fascinating of esoteric science.
It really is.
I couldn't wait to get to this chapter, Dr. Reggie.
It's a lot of fun, too.
It's a lot of fun. We are still dealing with this negative ego and how to dissolve or to rid ourselves. And I love the way Joshua Stone says it. We're going to spiritualize that negative ego, all right? So this is the seven rays, or the science of the rays. It's not seven. There's seven that they kind of focus on, but they're actually 12. He's going to give us techniques on how to utilize the science of the rage in order to did you hear that voice? Or was that just me?
I didn't hear a voice.
I heard a voice.
You're hearing your spirit guide.
Anyway, he is going to show us how to use the science of the rage in order to spiritualize our negative ego. So we want to do everything that we can to get past this negative ego, to take it to another level, because that's what we're supposed to do when we're on the spiritual path. We want to move into our Christ consciousness moment to moment. How are you this morning?
I'm really doing great.
Good. Mm-hmm. We had a real weird energy yesterday. My voice was going out.
My nerves are going out. But it's great today. It really is.
It is. So. But we were still here, but it was just really strange. Anyway, why don't you take us into an opening prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, who gives us all good things, let us grant this energy that we tell to ourselves to others, that they too may be blessed by us. Thank you for enlightening us, empowering us with prosperity of health, well-being, knowledge, and prosperity on the level of finances, rest, and transportation. Thank you, God, for every good thing that you provide for us. Let us not forget where these good things really come from. They come from you, as the main source of all life and of everything in creation. Thank you for giving us the power to create, and thank you for the power of the 7 and 12 rays. These rays are very invisible. People think they're like rainbows. They think that rainbows only come out in the rain, but rainbows are always there. They're just not always visible to us. And thank you for the energy of the power of life itself, that we ride on these rays all the time, and that we're walking in dimensions all the time. Let us learn to spiritualize this ego and get beyond ourselves and learn to trust the heart. The heart has its own nervous system. We don't realize how powerful we are as human beings with these bodies. The heart gives the information to the brain, not the other way around. So thank you, God, for every good thing. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. All righty, let's get this party started. He opens up by saying that the science of the rain, which is a fundamental part of esoteric psychology, is one of the most fascinating spiritual sciences that any light worker can study. So the rays fall outside of the realm of traditional psychology. Very few people are familiar with this concept.
Right.
In my first book, his first book is called The Complete Ascension Manual. That's our next book study. It provides an important introduction on how to use the science of the rays to clear the negative energy. So since many of you may not be familiar with these concepts, we're going to go through a brief summary of that material and about the 12 rays and the corresponding color and the function. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to go grab pen and paper, you know, but I know most of you have purchased this book by now because this is going to be your manual on your initiation, so you should have be an owner of this book by now, okay? If you are, we are on page 210. So let's go through and talk about the 12 rays.
Mm-hmm.
Ray number one, the color is red, and it deals with your will.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with dynamic power.
Yes.
Singleness of purpose, detachment, and clear vision. Ooh, that whole ray is all about moving into your personal power, being focused, and having clear intention, and the color is red.
And the color red means power. It adds power to everything.
Red power. Woo!
If you look at the presidents who wore red ties in the White House, look at Nancy Reagan, how powerful she was. She always had a red dress on because red means power for everybody.
Singleness of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Clear vision.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, if you want to be in that ray, have a touch of red on you.
That's right.
All right. Blue. And you know, as we go through this, I want you to think about entities that are utilizing colors. And when I talk about entities, I mean the colors that are used in ads, the colors that are used for businesses and in their
mm-hmm.
Logos and things. And then trace it back to
school colors and all that.
Everything, yes, exactly. So, ray two is blue, and that's love and wisdom and radiance and attraction, expansion, inclusiveness, power to save. Now, the red power tie is usually worn by the Republicans. The blue power tie is usually worn by the Democrats.
Mm.
And look at the emphasis. The Democrats are more loving. They have a wider range of people that they bring in. There's radiance. There's expansion, inclusion, inclusiveness, and the power to save. They are very much into helping people, helping, providing a helping hand to raise people up. So let's go to
and
yellow.
And also the color blue represents the angel Michael.
Oh, that's right. It's that electric blue.
It's a very powerful electric blue. His sword is the energy of the electric blue
mm-hmm.
for protection and inclusiveness.
See? Okay, so I know this is your favorite topic. Ray three. The ray three is yellow. Write it down. Ooh, number one on the list is active intelligence. Active intelligence, okay? It is not stagnant. Power to manifest. Power to evolve. Mental illumination, perseverance, philosophical bent, organization, clear-mindedness, perfectionism. How many, what's the number one logo that you see in your mind that is yellow?
McDonald's.
The golden arches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the arches are one symbol, but the color, and if you, in print work, like the yellow book, remember the yellow book?
Mm-hmm.
The yellow pages?
Yeah. Yellow notepads, all those things have power.
And look at what the yellow pages stand for. Here it says the power to manifest. We go to the yellow pages to get help, to manifest help. Usually we're looking for a plumber, a dentist, or whatever. Yellow pages, active intelligence. Yellow pages, active, putting you in the source of intelligence. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me.
Yes.
Nothing happens by accident, all right? Ray number four is emerald green.
Mm.
And that's, oh, that means harmony, but it's harmony through conflict. It's purity, beauty, and artistic development. Now, as soon as I said emerald green, I thought about the Emerald City.
And the Wizard of Oz.
And was it not? It wasn't an accident that he called it Emerald City, because there was nothing but conflict on that journey to the Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict within the Emerald City, but it was conflict that brought them into harmony.
That's right.
Do you see that?
I also see something else that's noticeable. You started with the color red. That's the root chakra in the body. And then yellow, talking about solar plexus. And now this green is the heart.
Oh, my goodness. You left out blue. Where does
blue? Well, the blue comes from another station in terms of the energy of Gabriel, the angel, coming in for protection. And that blue color is the throat chakra.
Okay.
Throat.
Oh.
Gabriel, too, is also blue. We talk about the earth, air, fire, and water.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ray five is orange. And that's dealing with concrete science and research, and keen intellect and attention to detail and truth seeking.
And that's the solar plexus.
That's the solar plexus.
The womb chakra, actually, one below the solar plexus.
Womb
creation.
Ray six is indigo.
Now you're here.
Yes, indigo. Mm-hmm. That's devotion, idealism, and religious fervor.
Yes.
Ray number eight is violet.
Wow.
And, oh, this is your thing. Ritual, ceremonial order, mm-hmm. magic, diplomacy, tact,
mm-hmm.
the violet flame,
yes.
which is transformation.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Physicalness and grounded spirit. There's order, there's discipline. This is so describes you, Dr. Rachel.
It does. I love it.
Ray number eight, you know, these rays are in Roman numeral, so I'm really trying to keep up with it. It's seafoam green. That is my favorite color.
Mm.
It is the higher cleansing ray. Now I know why it's my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
Ray number nine is blue green, and that's another one of my favorite colors.
Pretty.
And that's joy and attraction of the body of light.
Mm.
Ray number 10 is pearlescent. When Dr. Reggie met me, that's the only color I would wear
on my nails. I remember that.
It is the anchoring of the body of light, inviting the soul merge. Wasn't that symbolic?
Mm-hmm,
yes. Okay, Ray number 11. Oh, this is going to be powerful. It's pink orange.
Hmm.
That's probably going to be more like a salmon color.
Yeah.
The bridge to the new age. And you guys, I'm going to tell you, in the 80s, I think when new age was really coming in.
Right, to popularity.
To popularity. The two colors that were really powerful back then was this seafoam green, and this, it was a pink, but it was more like a light salmon color, which is that pink orange color.
Well, your house was done like that. I couldn't believe it.
I did my whole house.
God, let somebody hold the place down with Pepto Bismol. She loved pink so much. Pink shells is pretty, but my goodness.
But it was very, very popular. It was the color theme for the Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And that was the bridge to the new age. And the final one, Ray 12, is gold, the anchoring of the new age and Christ consciousness.
Amen.
What a journey into color this morning.
Yeah, beautiful.
So let's talk about the first seven rays, because they embody each of the seven types of force that correspond with the seven qualities of God. And these seven qualities, in turn, have a sevenfold effect upon matter and form in all parts of God's infinite universe. These seven great rays represent each of the seven great beings. And here they are. Number one is the Lord of power. Number two is the Lord of love and wisdom. Number three, the Lord of active intelligence. Number four, the Lord of harmony and beauty and art. Number five, the Lord of concrete knowledge and science. Number six, the Lord of devotion and idealism. And number seven is the Lord of ceremonial order or magic. Number seven. So this is not the only way that rays have been categorized or ordered. Some spiritual traditions further subdivide them into rays of aspect and rays of attitude. But for our purposes right now, the seven lower rays as listed here will suffice.
Mm-hmm.
So the ray structure of every soul extension that's incarnated onto the earthly plane is made up of six rays. There's one each for the monad, the soul, the personality, the mind, the emotion, and the physical body.
Wow.
So the monadic and soul rays remain basically the same throughout all of our soul's incarnations, but the other rays can change from lifetime to lifetime. And people who have not started on the spiritual path, they are dominated by their physical, emotional, and their mental body. And as the person develops a more self-actualized personality, then the personality ray becomes dominant. And the three body rays, the physical, the emotional, and the mental, they become subordinated to the personality ray. So as we continue to evolve, the forces within us begin to polarize, and a struggle develops between the lower self and the higher self, or between the personality ray and the soul ray. And as the soul ray exerts its dominance, we gain self-mastery over the personality. And it then serves the soul.
Wow.
So this process continues throughout the steps of initiation, with each successively higher ray becoming dominant over the previous one. The hierarchical order proceeds step by step to the Godhead.
Wow, that is amazing.
These rays have an incredibly powerful effect on every human being's life, from helping to determine our physical features, the quality of our emotional body, the nature of our mind, to predisposing us to certain strengths and weaknesses and attitudes. The rays are as influential as our astrological sign. And again, what I want you guys to recognize is how this, we're talking about things that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
That's very true.
We're more than what we see with our physical eyes. These rays, like it's like having your natal chart to refer to. When you know your ray structure, you can be, it can be very beneficial for you. Because by knowing which rays are predominant in our lives, we can learn much about ourselves. In addition, since each of the chakras or each of the rays is a form of energy which work primarily through one of the chakras, then we can access that energy when needed. So it's important to understand that we can utilize all the rays whether or not we have them in our primary structure. We can call forth each of the rays for personal and planetary service. So as is true of the four bodies and the three minds and many other parts of self, it is essential to integrate and master all of the rays.
It really is.
In a sense, each ray can be looked at like one of the archetypes, which will be described in the next chapter. But just as there are 12 major archetypes, there are 12 major rays. So in each of our incarnations, we are born into a different sign of the zodiac, which helps us to develop a more complete perspective. The same is true of the rays. In different lifetimes, the physical, emotional, mental, and personality rays change to allow the incarnating personality to develop a more holistic perspective. Each ray, although characterized by a specific quality, is in truth whole and complete within itself and carries within it qualities of all the other rays. In blending with the other rays, which is essential, or an even greater whole is created. So many of you as light workers believe that if you have a second ray structure for your soul and monad, for example, then you don't have to deal with the other rays. But this is not true. Your monadic and soul rays determine what inner plane ashram that you are connected to. And each ashram is led by a different master. So,
that's amazing to me, Cynthia, because Jesus, who is called the S-U-N and the S-O-N of God, the central sun, you read esoteric philosophy, he was smart enough to choose 12 disciples. And what blows my mind is that each one of these people are on those different rays, and each one has a different zodiac sign, all 12 of them. And if you read information about them and who they are esoterically, that St. James, Peter, Bartholomew, Thaddeus, all these disciples had different color structures and rays and different prayer levels. It's really amazing to research if you get a chance.
Wow.
It's amazing to me.
Wow. That, I mean, you know, we're hearing the number 7. We're hearing the number 12.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers are very prominent throughout the Bible. They mean something. It's showing our connection to a basic infrastructure.
Well, number 7 is divine perfection.
Yes, but it's an infrastructure within the universe. And
within us.
Yes, because we're connected. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just getting goosebumps all over the place.
It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing.
So now he's going to talk about the master and that's over each ashram. The first ray is Moria.
Moria.
Some of you may have read about Moria. There have been sightings or incarnations of El Moya that brings messages to the planet from time to time. The second ring is Kuthumi, Dwajku, and Lord Maitreya. These are other names, if you've been on the spiritual path, of messengers that come to planet Earth and leave us messages, powerful messages. A lot of people will channel these energies as well.
And you should look on the internet, because you talk about Maitreya and Kuthumi, and I'm worried they have seen sightings of people showing up out of nowhere in Africa, and giving out food and stuff. It's amazing to me. So they come into incarnation. They're archetypes, and they come into real life too as well.
The third ring is Serapis Bey. I'm not familiar with
Serapis Bey.
Serapis Bey.
The Ascended Master.
The Ascended Master. Fourth ray is Paul the Venetian. Fifth ray is the Master Polarian. The sixth ray, of course, is the Master Jesus, also known as Sananda. Seventh ray is Saint Germain, your favorite. So, well, that's your second favorite. Jesus is your first.
Yeah, it is. People always give me gifts from other energy. Have you noticed that?
I do.
Painting.
So every disciple and initiate on the planet is enrolled in one of these interplane ashrams, whether they realize it or not. This doesn't mean that you can't work with other masters, but rather that your main planetary home, so to speak, will be in your soul's ashram. Just because you are a disciple of Saint Germain doesn't mean that you don't have to integrate and master the other rays or the teachings of the other masters. Disciples and initiates usually carry the ray pattern of 2, 4, 6 or 1, 3, 5. Look at that. That's even numbers or odd numbers. These ray influences, which mark the different aspects of self, have an enormous influence on us. In my opinion, they are even more influential than astrology, and we know how influential astrology is. So it is amazing how accurately one can read a person's personality by just understanding their rays and astrological horoscope. Now, he talks about himself. He says, I'm on the second ray soul and the second ray monad. So the second ray is Kuthumi, Dwajku, and Lord Maitreya. Those are the masters of that. So he goes on to say that is he's connected to Dwajku, Kuthumi, and Lord Maitreya, and why spiritual education of the masses is my all-consuming desire in life. Even though I am a second ray, it is essential that I develop myself and all of the other ranks. So let me give you an example of what happens if we don't develop ourselves fully in all of the rays. Let's say that as a light worker, there is a first ray monad, and as a result, is very connected to
El Moya.
And possesses enormous personal power. The ray pattern for someone like this is probably 1, 3, and 5. So 1, 3, and 5 is going to be El Moria. 3 is Serapis Bey. And 5 is the Master Hilarion. So the ray pattern for someone like this is 1, 3, and 5. And this ray pattern is in the line of least resistance and allows full expression of that attribute. If this type of soul does not develop the second ray, he or she will be powerful, but not with the proper amount of love and wisdom to balance this power. So what happens to people with a fourth ray monad, who are often artists, if they are not developed in one or more of the masculine rays, such as 1, 3, 5, or even 7, They fulfill the stereotype of the artist who is incredibly creative but has trouble functioning effectively in life. And I can tell you, you know, I was in the theater and I was around a lot of artists, not so much just in theater. They were
musicians
and
painters
and everything. The theater brings everybody, all the art forms together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are very, very troubled.
True.
They struggle just in terms of surviving life. They struggle. The following chart that we're going to go through is going to outline the seven rays and then the corresponding human temperament. I think we have time to get through this today. And this is going to be the last section that I cover today. We'll pick this lesson up tomorrow. But I will get through this section. So the seven rays and the seven human temperaments. The first ray, the main qualities of a first ray temperament are will, power, strength, courage, determination, leadership, dignity, independence, majesty, daring, and executive ability. It's the power type. These are natural rulers and leaders and statesmen, empire builder and colonizer, soldiers, explorers, and pioneers. What about the second ray? Well, the main qualities of the second ray temperament are wisdom, love, intuition, philanthropy, unity, spiritual sympathy, compassion, loyalty, and generosity. And it's called the love type. And it's a sage. They usually are sages or world teachers or ambassadors, philanthropists, reformer, teacher, and inspired artist, humanitarian, healer, servant to mankind, and they are imbued with a universal love that even flows into the lower kingdoms of nature.
Amen.
The qualities of the third ray temperament are comprehension of fundamental principles. These are our geeks, I would say. The understanding, a deeply penetrating and interpretive mind, adaptability, tact, dignity, recognition of the power and the value of silence, a capacity for creative ideation. And it's called the active type, the active type. And they are usually philosophers or organizers or diplomats, strategists, tacticians, scholars, economists, bankers, chess players, judges, interpreters, and cartoonists. Isn't that kind of odd that the cartoonist
mm-hmm.
is there? Why?
It takes a lot of discipline to do that, though. It
takes a lot of discipline and a lot of observation.
Yeah.
And finding that fine line of joy or
artistic expression.
Yes, as a cartoonist. So the fourth ray, these are the main qualities of the fourth ray, is creative ideation, harmony, balance, beauty, rhythm, a special faculty to perceive and portray through the arts and through life, and the principle of beauty in all things, with a strong sense of form and symmetry and equilibrium and artistry. These are our artists. You know, as I'm going through this, I am recalling a book that was on a shelf, and I have to try to find this book, where this man, the author, was writing about the different energies that come on the planet at certain times. If any of you have studied art history, you know that there were different periods of huge mm-hmm. growth, not only in art, but in music as well, the time of Bach and Beethoven and Mozart. The arts just flourished. And he was saying that this was the time when these angels, specific angels, were the overseers of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was linking it. I'm making a connection now between these rays and how we have these cultural expansions mm-hmm. at certain periods. So I got to get that book.
Angels rule those rays.
Yes. So it was really kind of, and he was scientifically proving it.
Yeah.
So scientifically just only means that he could trace
and measure,
yes.
Quantify.
And quantify, right. So where did we leave off? With the fifth ray? Mm-hmm. No, we left off with the fourth ray. We're going into the fifth ray now. This temperament is outstanding analytical and deductive ability.
Mm.
The formal mind, acquisition and dissemination of factual knowledge.
Oh.
Unwearying patience. Unwearying patience.
Mm-hmm.
And extreme thoroughness and method, particularly in the repeated examination and classification of intricate and minute details. This is the scientific type that excels as a researcher, scientist, mathematician, engineer, surgeon, lawyer, detective, physical scientist, or occult and metaphysical scientist. It's always about measuring. Can I repeat this over and over? If I can repeat the result, you know. The sixth ray has a temperament of sacrificial love and burning enthusiasm for a cause and fiery ardor and one-pointedness. Selfless devotion, adoration, intense sympathy for the suffering of others, and idealism that expresses practical service and loyalty. This is the devotee type, and they are usually reformers and mystics, a saint, philanthropists, martyrs, evangelists, and missionaries. But can you see how these qualities, we need all of them?
Yes.
As we're going through these rays, what would the planet be without all of this? Each and every one.
True.
The seventh ray, the main qualities of the seventh ray temperament are nobility, chivalry of character and conduct, splendor of a state and person, ordered activity, precision, skill, grace, dignity, great interest in politics and the arts, ceremonial pageantry, magic, discovery, control, and release of the hidden forces of nature. And this is called the organizer type. And they are political organizers. They are theatrical producers or directors. They tend to be military leaders, psychics or magicians or occultists, and priests and priestesses in ceremonial order.
I must be in the seventh grade.
I'm telling you. So all of us need to exhibit the qualities of each of these types. All of us need personal power. We need love. We need activity or action or artistic sensibility or scientific development, even devotion and business acumen. So the reassessment of our spiritual constitution does not mean that we should focus only on one of these particular rays that we possess, because our ray readout tells us how God created us and what we came into this lifetime with.
Mm-hmm. And to do.
And so the goal is to integrate and to master all of these rays. So the exact same thing is true about astrology. The astrological horoscope is a reading of the heavenly sphere when we came under the influence at the moment of our birth. And light workers often study this as it were the only thing that they need to understand. We do need to understand all 12 astrological signs or astrological archetypes, and then we need to integrate and master them. But that is not all that we need to do, because when all of our 12 archetypes, our 12 rays, and our 12 astrological signs are integrated and balanced within self, then the negative ego has been cleansed. This is because another definition of the negative ego is what? Imbalance. And negative ego takes the form of being too yin or too yang. Woo!
Yin is female and yang is masculine. So you don't want the imbalance. You want it to be perfectly balanced.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to end our lesson today. We're going to pick it up tomorrow about being a Renaissance person. That's what I feel, that I'm a Renaissance person. I see all of the rays working in my life as we go through this. And there were periods that we actually had a Renaissance period. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And we will move into the rays and their methods of service. And this is just a wonderful study right now. I encourage you to read chapter 14, so as we review this material, you are familiar with it. You guys have a blessed day. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the energy and the sequence of these rays that we don't see, knowing that these things are very powerful in our lives. We are, as dimensional beings, a rainbow-colored energy walking in the light of God. We thank you, Father, for these rays and the energies we walk in. We just simply turn on the switch by being aware. Let us be aware of every good thing in nature, symbols and archetypes in our lives every day, people who show up in our lives to show us what's going on. They're gifts from you. They are gifts from you to lead us to a higher level of ascension and power in our lives. And always we know that we are already enlightened. Just turn on the light switch. Thank you.